Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Max and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the world's largest, most modern sport fishing fleet in San Diego here with Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty, part of that San Diego sport fishing fleet, and having fun talking some serious fishing. We heard from Tom Green earlier in the show about how much bluefin he saw this year already.
Amazing.
I mean, it's hard to believe after last year that he said he could probably be more. I mean, hard to believe.
I love it.
But it could be.
What a fun cycle of fish that we're in, and it's just a great time to be fishing, and just knowing that at least the opportunity of getting another shot at it like we've had these last couple of seasons is pretty darn exciting.
Oh,
man. That was a great call.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going on this morning. If you want to join us in the second hour, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. 1090 or text the show. Texts are piling in. Lots of great questions for Taro. And we got another full hour of taking your phone calls and reading your text. Again, text us via the Let's Talk Hookup app and we will find out what's going on. And we are also giving away a great prize. As we mentioned earlier, someone's going to get to go fishing with Captain Taro on the Liberty as we're giving away a full day trip at the end of the show today to one lucky caller.
All right, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. Today, it's time for our catch report, which is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landing, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. You can buy smoked and jerkied fish. They have their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And we got our fish dope. .com reporter standing by for the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Taro.
Mark.
Great show this morning. So, you know, that stretch of nice weather that we had a week back, man, that was just beautiful.
Nice.
Sure came to a screeching halt here. And we definitely got some winter time now and a whole bunch more to come. We're going to get some rain here, looks like. But before the weather, Catalina was really looking pretty good. Good area squid, backside east, you know, that Salta Verde, Silver Canyon, down toward the V's like that. And some days it was really tough to catch it. Some days it didn't float until just before daylight, but you could get a good whack if you waited it out. And some really good great yellowtails were living on that bait, man. There's a number of fish well over 30 pounds on that. And a lot of that yellowtail was, like I said, kind of big, so you definitely want to fish that heavier tackle, dropper hoop set up on 40-pound, probably the better way to go there. And a lot of barracuda was mixed in with it. So those things are tackle busters for sure, so you want to keep checking your line for little nicks and dings there. You'll lose a lot less of that big great yellow if you keep up with those barracuda causing you grief there. And sprinkle of sea bass mixed in also. Be ready if you guys are drifting along the kelp lines, fishing calico bass and fishing some of that structure in shallow. There's definitely some nice grade sea bass moving around over there locally. And again, this is before the weather clamped down on us, but pretty good bass fishing on the local wrecks, rocks, and hard bottoms. A little bit deeper water is producing better, 15 to 20 fathoms like that. And we got quite a bit of local squid around, which bodes well for our sea bass season. And there has been a little bit of local sea bass around, and I can't wait when the weather straightens out here to get back out on that stuff. And now we always try to get a little bit of interesting info. So for our tip of the week and our exotic of the week report, we're going a little farther afield here today. Got an interesting report from Danny. He and Pam are out there in the Florida Keys fishing on the dock. And wide open mangrove snappers was the report. It's kind of a classic.
Those things are fun.
Here. This is the important part. Taro, you probably want to take note for when those bluefin aren't biting real good. Chunks of roast beef was the hot bait.
Chunks of roast beef, man.
I'm sure Sarah makes a
I'll go to Smart and Final and stock up.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, it's kind of fun hearing from them. They're out there having a great time. I'm not taking a little vacation time.
Good for Danny.
So that's this week's report, guys. Yeah, watch the weather. We got some interesting stuff coming. They're talking about one of those atmospheric rivers for later in the week. And if it actually hits us like they're saying, better have your waders ready. We're going to get some rain. And then watch out for all the crap that washes down after the fact.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
When we get these big ones, it's a mess.
Yeah, well, at fishdope.com, whether Danny's in Florida or Jeff's right here, you're still going to get all the latest information on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you for the world's greatest bait tanks and great advice?
Oh, man, we are building so many tanks right now. It's crazy. It's just insane. But we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of both at Chica and Edinger. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll see what happens if we don't get washed away this week. We'll see what we got for a report next week.
I like it. Great job, Mark. Appreciate it. Great report. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks. While we're waiting for Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing, you know that guy on the radio, Marcos?
Yeah.
Have a good text that came through and a really interesting question for Taro. It says, I do a 2.5-hour drive from Palm Springs to the night before. What's the earliest time I can grab a bunk for a good night's sleep? And that's from Paul.
We would like to keep it, you know, as equal as possible for all the passengers. And what I would recommend is to try to get in line first when we sign in. So all of the bunks are first come, first served.
So you can't reserve a bunk?
No. Yeah. We kind of try to keep it an even playing field for everybody. But, you know, if you're up here early, it sounds like you might be. Yeah. It'd probably just be a good idea to try to get in line first, so then you can get on the boat first.
Check in. So the trip departs at 5:30. You start loading about.
We start signing in around 5, and the office is open pretty early. Tony and Richard and the guys in the office are, I think, are probably start selling tickets a little after 4:15 or 4:30, I believe.
Yeah, officially they open at 4:30, which on its own is really early.
Yeah,
and
really
usually
early.
They're there, and you know those guys are usually there before that. Like, so on paper they're open at 4:30, but just like Taro says, many times they're already kicked off well before that.
But you have with the limited load, you still have plenty of bunks.
So if we're taking 40 folks, we could have 36 bunks is our maximum.
And not everybody takes a bunk.
No.
Yeah. Is the bunk extra?
It is a $5 fee. Because throughout the day, we're cleaning and all of that stuff. And that just has to go to the cleaning supplies and all of that. So we're definitely staying within the COVID stuff by cleaning the bunks at the beginning and also at the end of the day.
But one thing you definitely want to do is make reservations online.
Definitely. To actually get a trip and space on the boat, is you would definitely want to make your reservations at fishermanslanding.com or calling them at 619-221-8500.
Correct.
There.
Yeah. All right. Good text. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, that was great. All right. Let's jump back into them and talk to John. John's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Such a great show again. I just wanted to ask a couple questions on the bluefin. How old are the fish when they spawn, and what's the size of them? It's a bluefin.
Ooh, that's a question for one of our scientists, I believe. But
that's a Barbara Block question.
I'm not sure. There's been a lot of talk about that, but I'm going to say 7 years old is a figure I've heard, and up above 300 pounds is kind of their spawning, 250 to 300 pounds. I'm just guessing at this point, but this is just information that I've heard.
Either.
Yeah, but we'll see if we can get a scientific approach on that and get you a real answer.
The thing that's been fun is I've always heard the same thing. You know, they reach a spawning size, and then they're all supposed to go, you know, across the sea to Japan to spawn. But, I mean, there's a lot of fish these last 2 years that were of that size, lots of them. And from what the fishing guys feel, which maybe is slightly different than some of the scientific, is that fish just does what it does out around Clemente and the Channel Islands, and then it slides back down the Baja coast and it eats down there, and then it comes back up again. And there sure seems to be plenty of that fish in that, you know, over 250-pound size that they say is the spawning size. It just seems like it goes up, and then it heads back down the Baja coast and then comes right back up again. So
they've done a lot of tagging, so they know kind of where they can track these fish. So, but that's a good question. I mean, are they sticking around now? Because it's, why leave, right?
Yeah, something.
The kitchen is right here for them.
Pretty
cool. Yeah. Hey, we'll see if we can get more real answers for
better,
you.
Better than
instead
of blowing
guests,
smoke.
Instead of educated guests, right?
Totally.
Hey, thanks a lot for the
John.
Phone call this morning.
All right, let's grab another and talk to Mark. He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Tom, I got a question. What is the best rig that you've seen out there or you prefer to use for catching tuna, like a top shot with monofilament or what size top shot or something like that?
Great question.
I would say for the school size fish that we typically see, any, you know, that 12 to 30 pound fish, it's always good to have a couple different setups, you know, 20 pounds, 25, and maybe even a 40. Are kind of some good line sizes. And what I like to determine what I fish with is by the size of the bait that we have. You know, with smaller size bait, I definitely like to have a monofilament top shot. 25 to 50 feet of monofilament. And then I have a little 2 to 3 foot fluorocarbon leader, because at times you might be using smaller size bait, and to cast your smaller size bait, your monofilament's going to come off of your reel a lot better. You're definitely going to be able to cast a little further. It's not going to get hung up and stick as much to itself. And when you're fishing smaller bait, you're typically using a smaller size hook. So your monofilament is gonna give you a little stretch, so you won't pull as many hooks or stuff like that. And then once we kind of get up into that bigger grade fish, that 50, 60, 80 on up size fish, bluefin, yellowfin stuff, is when I'll use Spectra to a long fluorocarbon leader, which is going to be, you know, 20, 25 foot, because one, you're still stealthy using fluorocarbon, and then you have that 20 to 25 feet kind of as your stretch factor versus, you know, the 5 to 10 foot of what some guys might recommend. So That's based on what I've seen on boats, and I've watched people fish for 20 years now, because that's pretty much our job, is to watch passengers fish and kind of putting everything together and seeing what works best for just your average dude.
Okay. That's a great answer.
Good answer. Awesome. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
All right. Hey, let's continue on with our catch report. Head on over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Hey, Marcos.
Well, I wish I had an exciting fish count for you. It's been a little bit slow this week. Locally, you know, with those restrictions, they're kind of limited what they can fish. And they're seeing a little bit of calico bass in there. And when we weren't canceled due to weather, and we got a little bit more weather this weekend, they're out there this morning. We canceled this afternoon. It's supposed to be a little lull in that tomorrow, and we're going to try and run the half day there. But keep an eye out on the schedule if you're looking to go half day next week. It's going to be a little bit of weather early in the week. So, unfortunately, not much report there. On the other hand, we do have the Tribute out today. They are on their day and a half fishing down on it, and we're waiting to see how they do. Hopefully, they can come back with a good report. And they've got a trip scheduled for next weekend. We're going to run a day and a half leaving next Friday, and that's the last one we're going to run for the season before doing some boat work. And like we talked about, these guys actually had some pretty good season this last season there, and they're all kind of recovering from that and getting ready for the next season. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have the schedule up there for those half-day trips and when we run them, the day and a half on the Tribulex that we have that next week, and then we'll start putting up trips for next month, hopefully soon here. And in other news, we've got the Polaris Supreme hitting the dock today. They're supposed to be at the landing today, so looking forward to seeing them and running some trips with them. And then I don't know if we've talked about this yet, but we have a new six-pack boat here. Sam on the Invader will be running trips out of here this coming up year. So definitely check that out. A little stuff to keep you tied over until hopefully some better fishing coming up here. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And if you want to come down and visit us, say hi. We'd more than appreciate seeing you guys and, you know, getting you guys out there fishing when we can.
Right on, Marco. Some great stuff. Some great additions to the landing. Glad to hear that. And, yeah, like you said, there's plenty to keep you enticed while we're waiting for this little bit of weather to kind of round through.
Absolutely. And it's a good time to do some work on your gear. If you need some stuff for that, definitely come down and visit Dustin Tap Shop there, and they'll get you all set up. Or if you know you want a salami, you can head over to Fisherman's.
Yeah, like you say, the second best shop in all of San Diego, C4 Sport Fishing. Great job, Marcos. Appreciate the phone call, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate
that's
that.
Cool. Hey, that's going to wrap up our catch port. Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks have been a top choice for anglers from the Nautilus Lightwire, the standard Nautilus, or the Nautilus HD. Get the now with all the squid around, too, in the spring season, get that Gamakatsu 4X Strong Octopus hook. It's a top hook for sea bass anglers when fishing with a live squid. Stock up on the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle hooks and those octopus hooks at selected tackle stores.
Hey, Taro, here's a great text, and certainly something that we need to cover because it's certainly the food on the Liberty is certainly a highlight.
Yeah.
Taro, who's your cook, and how's the food? And great show. Tim in Goleta Beach, who's listening on the Mightier 1090 up in north of Santa Barbara there in Goleta Beach.
Oh,
so
it's cool.
Great to have you. And great to have that big signal back and listening loud and clear in Goleta Beach, which is a Santa Barbara area there.
Nice. Our food, I would say, is pretty good. You know, we have a half pound Wagyu beef burger, which is a version of Kobe beef, that fancy expensive beef.
Yeah. It's a bomb.
It's really good. It's a giant burger. You're probably going to need a bunk right after it. and then we have our standard burritos and sandwiches for breakfast and breakfast plates, but we've kind of went to like not so much of the frozen food stuff. We've kind of went for more of a fresh type cuisine, you know, so we like all of the potatoes are fresh in the morning. They're not frozen. They aren't frozen. We offer salads for some folks that don't really want a burger.
Nice.
Chicken sandwiches and stuff like that. You know, when we put the menu together, we kind of put stuff on there that I would like to eat while I'm on the food, too.
That's good.
I mean this in most positive way. It is not normal boat food.
No.
It's a for sure. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's still a killer boat burger.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just, it's one, one step
beef
above.
Burger.
It's definitely one of those burgers that you go down the boardwalk to one of these fancy restaurants and you're paying $15 to $18 for, kind of a thing. I mean, we don't do the fries or stuff like that because that involves oil and hot stuff like that. But you know, just burgers and chips. But our burgers are a little bit different than your average burger.
A cut above.
There just a small cut above.
Yeah, yeah. A small. I think. I think a lot cut above.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot heavier.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You guys made a big. That was your big project last year, right? Was galley stuff?
Might have been the year before. Okay. I think every year over the last 5 years we've done a big project in the boat, and a couple of the years was that galley, just so we can make it big and spacious for everybody to have a seat in when they can, and to have the instruments and tools behind the counter to produce great food.
Yeah.
And something that passengers can enjoy during our travel times, and you know, when fishing's not so great, at least they have a great food experience.
I like it.
Very smart.
Hey. Definitely for the foodies that are also fishermen.
Here's a foodie on the line, Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and Tara. How are you?
What's up, Tara?
Great.
What's up, Bart? Hey, Bart. I was going to say, you probably know your way around that Liberty Wagyu boat burger.
I'll tell you, I just had to chime in and when get in line with everybody else talking about what a great boat that is and how great Taro is and the crew. We've taken, a lot of our we only take our trips now for our exhibitors and sponsors on the Liberty. And I'm one of those guys who drives down from Camarillo, which is near Santa Barbara. I'm only 30 minutes from Santa Barbara. And it's really nice to be able to rest on the way back in so that you can not fall asleep at the wheel on the way home. It's really great. And the thing about Taro is he has, we have a lot of wonderful people in this industry and so many great skippers and so many great boats. But there's a few that really have a feeling for the ocean that is exceptional, and Taro's one of those guys. We've never had a bad trip. Now, that doesn't mean we're catching 200-pound bluefin every time we go out, but wherever we go, whatever is happening on the ocean, he knows it, he understands it, he puts you on the fish, and the boat speaks for itself. My grandson loves it. He's taking showers and boat showers. It's fantastic. And, and the food, the food is great. I mean, I don't fish so much anymore. I got bad knees, bad back, bad neck, bad shoulders, So I'll fish a little bit, then I'll sit around and eat and smoke cigars, and it's fantastic. I love that boat. I love the experience. The Liberty is the best.
Awesome, well said, Bart. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it is a great boat, and can't wait to go back on there with you, Bart.
Me too.
All right.
Looking forward.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate it. Hey, we have an interesting test, and this is Tom in San Diego is asking about a report in One that says that starting January 26, all travelers returning from the U.S. To the U.S. from Mexico will need proof of a negative COVID test within 3 days. And yes, that is true. Mm-hmm. The tourism board is working on it. I talked to John Ireland quite extensively about it yesterday, and he's actually going to have a COVID test at Rancho Leonero.
Oh, what a
so,
good call
like
that
for
is.
Groups, for $40, they'll come in and test you.
Oh, that's
awesome. And for just so you know, this is only if you're flying back into the U.S. If you're crossing the border on the cross at CBX, I don't know for fact, but apparently you do not need that.
At least a couple days ago on the CBX website, it stated that you did not.
You did not.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
So if you're doing a Volaris flight that's not an international flight because you're flying Mexico to Mexico,
right,
then you travel via the CBX bridge.
You're
at least a couple days ago, you did not need it, and that was on the CBX website.
But, yes, that's true. So starting, I believe that's Monday, you're going to need that negative COVID test to come back into the U.S., but it sounds like the Mexican Tourism Bureau is handling it. They're going to have some testing sites at the airport, and there was reports last week we talked about them gouging, which they are, and they're doing it, but that's being controlled by the government now to get somewhere in the neighborhood of $40 or $50 for a negative COVID test. Now, so what happens if you test positive? Well, you're staying a while because they're going to quarantine you for 14 days. So you have to consider that.
Sure.
So let's just hope that things get smoother here and everything gets better. But it's certainly it's just another thing that we have to face.
Yep.
And
we'll just see
how that all works. But like I said, with Rancho Leonero, I'm sure Palmas de Cortez, they're going to have in-house people that will come and test.
There's a very inappropriate joke to be made about being quarantined for 14 days at Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, that's not a bad joke. I don't see that as a... But anyway, that gives us a chance to talk about Western Outdoor News. Be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded. Every other week is a printed version. Every other week is a digital version. And And when you subscribe, you get them both. So be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, just either online or on the paper.
All right. Well, hey, the phone lines are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Taro. Let's talk to Roland. He's calling us from El Cajon this morning. What's up, Roland? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Pete, Rick, Taro. Taro, did I hear you're going to start running in March at some time?
Yes, we're definitely going to shoot for March. We're in construction and doing our boat maintenance and regular stuff like that. So we kind of have March in mind is kind of where we're thinking, but we'll just have to see how smooth our boat work goes and see how this weather will let us work and stuff.
That's true.
Stuff like that.
A full week of rain kind of speed up the boat work.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, well, another great text came through for Taro. Says, Taro, when the bluefin are tough to get a bite, what are some of the tips and techniques that you could give us that will aid us in getting a bite from a pesky bluefin? That was from Scott in El Segundo. I'm sure he spent many a time at the rail frustrated with bluefins.
Yeah. Those are the most finicky, frustrating, pleasurable, satisfying fish that we try to catch. It's very hard to, you know, tell someone, hey, you just have to keep sticking with your guns, because one, a lot of times when we're fishing this stuff, it's mixed size fish. You know, there's 50 pounders mixed with 80 pounders mixed with 180 pounders, and there's definitely times where there's bigger fish in the mix, and the hardest thing to do is to mentally prepare yourself of, I might hook a 150-pounder,
right,
but I don't want to drop down to my 30-pound because you haven't got a bite in 20 minutes, you know? And that's the hardest thing to do in this type of fishing, is keep a strong mental state, because everybody's getting bites and you're not getting bites. And I would say one of the biggest things to do is ask your crew members, and because they are the ones that are out there every single day, and they might have an insight of, hey, the sinker rig was working really good and you might want to try that, or maybe try a small Colt sniper or small like tricks like that, because definitely the fish will change their attitudes and they'll be on something different throughout the throughout the whole year. So it's kind of hard to say, but the probably the best tip that I can say is, if there's big fish around, is don't drop line size. That's probably the biggest tip that I could give someone for the pesky fish. Is
the temptation
is there, but just don't do it, because you're gonna be sorry.
It'll be a heartbreak.
Yeah. Try to remind yourself too, when it's slow plunker fishing and you feel like everyone's getting a bite, but you know they're not. No. It's not that good, but you can't help but feel that way when it's like, gah. I mean, you're fishing with 25 or 30 or 40 other people, and if there's one going or two going, it's not everybody has had a bite, but it feels that way for sure.
Just because you've been drifting for an hour and a half, and the boat's caught five out of the 30 folks, it's this bluefin fishing that we've experienced is probably the most frustrating for folks, because a lot of this bluefin is like a unicorn to everybody. So it's definitely a bucket list fish, and you just have to put your time in at the rail, and eventually if you go on enough trips or go on the right trip, you're going to get your shot.
At the very beginning of the show, we likened this fish to fishing on a long-range trip at the Hurricane Bank, because that's the size of fish. The other thing that goes along with that is that's the style of fishing that you more often see, like big fish fishing.
Yes.
You don't hook five a day every single day. Maybe once in a great while you have a crazy trip, but that's how big fish fishing is. It's very common for a fantastic angler to spend all day long and not get a bite, or get a bite.
4 days without bites.
Sure. I mean, that's how big
it happens.
That's how big fish fishing works. And, like, some of these, you know, full day and day and a half trips are like taking one day out of a 15-day. And if the one day that you took out of it is the day that you don't get a bite, well, that is part of big fish fishing also.
This is the type of fishing. What we're experiencing on these short trips is the type of fishing that you would see on a long-range trip. You know, you would have to go for minimum 3 or 4 day trip to see the style of fishing that we're seeing here on a full-day trip.
But the moral of the story is, Don't take that temptation to go down.
Right.
You know, back in the early days of Let's Talk Hookup, we ran a commercial that used to say, big fish don't break your line, they break your heart. That's what happens
when you drop down in size.
And your bite's going to come. That's the thing that, you know, you feel like, well, if I was fishing 30, I'd be getting a bite. You're not like, your bite is going to come, your ticket's going to get pulled, the right bait is going to get on your hook and cast at the right time. And I think there's a much higher percentage of the time that bite at that time of the day on that cast was going to get a bite, whether it was fished on 30 or 50 or 80.
Yeah.
And if you were fishing 80 the whole time and those stars aligned, the odds of you landing that fish are so exponentially higher than they are of 50 and then they are of 30. That's it. Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing in productive areas by using Terrafin.com. Temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin Mobile will also allow you to download your charts and take them with you on your mobile device. Terrafin is the professional's choice for accurate information. Check Terrafin.com. When we come back, we got a lot more of your phone calls, more of your texts, more great information with Taro from the Liberty. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Reliability. Yamaha is known for it. And it's something boaters value, because these days, few things are built to last. When we find something that is, we hold on to friendships, traditions, outboards. Because every second on the water is sacred. If you count on having this time, you need an outboard you can count on to power it. That's why boaters choose Yamaha for the long run, for life. Because reliability starts here.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here. Having a great time this morning, talking fishing on the Liberty. Phones have been packed absolutely all morning. If you want to get your chance to get through, 213 area code 432-1090.
Yeah, great text here. Please include your name and where you're from, but I'm going to read this as an exception because it's a good question. Awesome show, he said. Thank you very much. Can we get some tips on fishing the sinker rig from Tara, which is a good question.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
The main part of a sinker rig is it's not like catfish fishing where you let it go out there and you just let it sit. Yeah. Even though there's a sinker on there, you're fishing a certain depth. So, for example, Neil and I are very vocal, and even the crew is very vocal of saying, hey, they're 120 to 200 feet, or you know the depth that we see them on the meter. So, for example,
this
you
is one we're fishing bluefin.
This is one we're fishing bluefin.
Yeah.
Yes. So when you're fishing your sinker rig, is you want to get down there. So let's just say it's 120 to 180 feet. You want to get and keep your bait in that zone. So you want to drop your sinker down to where you feel your 180, 200 feet. But when you get to that depth, you're not just letting it sit there. You're slowly winding it back up through that zone. So winding it back up to 150 feet or 120 feet. And then slowly dropping it back down again. So you're constantly working your sinker up and down in that zone. And what that does is it keeps you fishing your sinker, it keeps you active, and B, it also keeps your bait from not doing circles. And when your bait's down there just sitting there doing circles, then you've got your buddies to your right and to your left of you, which might be doing the same thing as you, and now your bait will just be doing circles around each other's lines. So it keeps your bait moving in an up and down motion, and it keeps your bait shooting up when you're winding it in, which is sometimes when you get a lot of the bites is when it's going down or up because.
But it's moving.
But
that's when you get a bite.
And that's when you get that bite most of the time.
So a couple questions. How do you hook your bait and how big a sinker?
I nose hook my bait when I'm fishing the sinker.
Circle hook
rig. Circle hooks are fine because now when you're sinker rig fishing, you can bump up in your line size because you're fishing so down there deep where it's not really a issue. So if we're fishing that 50 to 100 pound fish, I'll sinker it with 60 pound.
Okay.
And like a, just depending on the size of bait, 203, 040 size circle hook.
How big a sinker?
And that will depend on your drift and the wind and the current, but typically 4 to 8 ounces would kind of be good to have in your tackle box.
And how are you attaching that sinker?
Rubber band style. It's kind of hard to explain, but you loop it onto one end of the sinker, and then you kind of like have to pull it through the other end, and then you slide your hook through the rubber band, and it's hard to explain, but the guys
but
in the boat are really, it's like
style.
An inline style is very stealthier than just letting it hang on there and twirl all around and stuff too.
Does it matter how far up the sinker is up the line?
I kind of like anywhere from 36 inches is kind of like three 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 foot zone, because you know I kind of fish a fluorocarbon leader, monofilament to my fluorocarbon. So if I have my uni knot connecting my monofilament and my fluorocarbon, that'll kind of create as a stopper for my sinker too. So then I'm not ending up with my sinker down at my hook.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, that's kind of a little tip.
Good
too.
Tips.
Yes. And then plus with your monofilament on your line, you can pull on the fish a lot harder, because just in the event you hook that fish of a lifetime or that bigger one, you can fish mono, so you should, and your chances of landing are going to be a lot higher.
I know we keep firing questions at you, but last thing, you said you like fishing 60 pound on something like that with bigger ones. What's your rod and reel for a 60 pound? I know there's lots of great options.
There's a lot of great options. So what I have set up and what my wife uses too is we have Talica 20s and CalStar 770s.
Ooh,
770.
That's a killer rig.
So, and then if you hook a 40 pounder, that thing's coming in quick. If you hook a 140 pounder or bigger, you stand a chance.
You're still in the driver's seat.
So, and then just depending on too, if you are chasing bigger ones, and if there's bigger ones around, bigger meaning over 150 pounds, you're definitely going up in line size, 80 or 100 pounds.
How do you know how deep you are when you're dropping it down?
I kind of think I'll just count to 150. That would be like your one foot per second kind of thing, you know?
Okay.
And then you're kind of looking at your spool too, but it's always good to go further, and then you can always wind it back in, because now you're fishing that depth.
Uh-huh.
And as the boat drifts and you get more of an angle in your line, then that's almost an indicator of maybe you wind up and you start over again, because you want to be 45 degrees or less when you're fishing your sinker rig.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big one. No, you don't want to be stretched way out there.
You don't
want to
be stretched really, really far out there, because one, your sinker's probably higher in the water column, and two, you just gotta wind it back in even further.
Yeah. PowerPro now has a new product called Depth Hunter Offshore, which is marked every 100 feet. That is really a nice idea for this type of fishing,
because
then you can count. Okay, there's 100 feet. Next color, you're 200 feet.
I'm halfway there. I'm gonna go more line out.
So if you're fishing, you say, okay, fish are at 150 feet. You have PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore at marked every 100 feet.
Mm-hmm.
How much line? You're going to let out 300 feet? You're going to let out 200 feet?
I'll probably let out two.
200,
two,
okay.
And then just wind it up through and kind of fish
now
it out.
Now at least you know you're going to be below it, and it'll account for the scope that you're not, you know, putting into the equation.
Yeah.
You know at least you're going to come up through it.
That's pretty good dope there. I think Gina's going to want all that on her reel.
Depth Hunter Offshore, man. It's a new product.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that's the right length for like us. Because they had Depth Hunter before, but I think it was every 10 feet or 25
feet.
And you can't keep track. You know, when you're dropping, when an 8-ounce sinker is pulling line off and you're trying to keep track of every, I've seen orange 3 times, I think. So that means on the 100 feet is perfect.
Yeah, that's
going to be sweet.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Harry calling us from La Jolla this morning. Harry, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Bart covered pretty much what I wanted to say to Taro. I go out with you guys, and I just absolutely love fishing with you. The boat is great, but the crew is incredible. And I feel like I'm going out with family every time I get on board. You guys are so congenial and friendly and helpful, and I appreciate it. Tara, I do have one question for you, though. When are you going to come back down to El Salto and help me with my frog fishing? And
so, Harry, I think the real person you need to ask that to is Gina.
Yeah.
I would love to go down there, Harry.
Sometime
soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hey, Harry, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I appreciate that. Hey, we got a good, speaking of Gina, this is a good morning, Taro. Earlier you mentioned your honeymoon trip to the High Sierras trout fishing. I'm planning on going up for the first time ever to the Sierras this year and wanted to see if you could provide recommendation on a good place for us to go as first-time fishing campers in the Sierras. And that's from Brian in San Diego. And I figured both Pete
good
and Taro,
one.
You guys
that's really
have
good.
A lot of good info on this.
So what we've done Well, I've been going up there. Actually, my family has been going up there probably since the 50s, late 50s, early 60s, with my grandparents starting it. Yeah. So as a kid, we have always gone to Silver Lake Resort, which is
a beautiful place
in the June Lake Loop. And that's and it's really cool because you have four different lakes within 10 or so minutes. There's general stores there. There's a little shopping area in the June Lake area. At June Lake itself, there's a swimming area if kids want to go swimming. So it's very family type area. And it's very accessible. It isn't so far off the beaten path to like where you're driving up crazy roads or nothing. It's very, very accessible.
And a lot of great lakes around there too.
A lot of great lakes within walking distance. You know, if you're kind of a hiker, you can hike up three or four miles, and then you can get to some of the lakes where a lot of folks really, really wouldn't get to. There's the creek between Grant and Silver Lake, Rush Creek
is popular.
The last few years have gotten trailers through Adventures and Camping.
Right.
And it's great. You call them, you tell them what you want within your budget, and you tell them your campsite that you book, and they drive the thing right up there, and it's there for you when you get there.
It's so sweet.
You show up, it's there. You just need to bring some food and bring your stuff, and it's there. When you get there, when you're done with it, they take it away, and that's it. It's just like you just show up and it's there. It's great.
The refrigerator's plugged in and cold. Yep. Like, yeah, it's sweet.
They show you how to turn on the They show you how to turn on the generator. All of that stuff, and that's just if you're on the camping side. If you're along the cabin deals, there's plenty of opportunity there for cabins and small lodges. One little tip too is when they open up 100%, the Double Eagle Resort has great opportunity for the wives and the kids to go swimming and showers and spas. That's what Jim likes to go do. She'll like go get a
great
whole week
spa.
Pass and just go to the spa, and I'm like, oh, I'll see. I'm going to the creek.
And that's just right down the street.
That's right down the street,
So that June Lake Loop is a really nice area.
Yeah, very, very accessible and great.
So, and Adventure and Camping, what a great operation.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my caution, though. They were overwhelmed last summer.
Mm-hmm.
This summer, it could be worse. I don't know. But
yeah, so
I would make reservations now.
Right, we went in August, and there was it was crowded.
Yeah,
but it's great that people are getting out and doing stuff.
Yeah.
So
if you want to get in on places like this, it's like now is the time to start thinking and booking.
And the cool thing about that whole area is even if it is crowded, you can always find. You can always find whatever you want that isn't. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You can go a little farther, or you can go a little higher, or you can there's just always no matter how crazy it is, there's always killer places to find that aren't.
It kind of seems like the June Lake Loop is almost central to a lot of the stuff that is what the Sierras are known for Yosemite and Mammoth and Crowley. You're within 45 minutes of driving somewhere that's cool and you know, part of some of the kind of the checkoff lists of those places, and Bodie, Ghost Town, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, and Yosemite.
Oh yeah,
You can go over Tioga Pass.
That drive.
Go up the 10,000 Lakes Basin.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like an endless area of just beauty.
If you do go up to that Tioga Pass, you have to stop at the gas station. That Chevron on the corner. Oh man, that's food is.
Oh yeah,
the food is awesome.
Yeah,
you would never think.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phones.
You got it. Rich from Bradley's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, guys. You guys were talking about the little bit of weather that we're kind of waiting for to blow through. But sometimes it's a little bit worse than just a little bit of weather. And they were talking earlier about perhaps getting an atmospheric river, which would be a little different than a little bit of weather. So I'm wondering what's your way of handicapping for the different types of fishing, and which may require a few different answers depending upon the type of fishing. when we get those really big storms that come through and knock things sideways for a little bit, and how would you want to plan picking your day?
You know, definitely with all of the internet and apps and stuff we could look at, we can look at weather through several different avenues now. So, I mean, we, as far as the fishing and the boat go, we're definitely not going to go out in any type of weather to where it's unsafe. And as far as the passenger booking for pertaining to weather, I would say Windy TY is a very good weather app to, like, where you can look 4 or 5 days in advance. NOAA does a great job at predicting weather. And as far as the prefrontal type fishing and stuff and high and like that high pressure, it seems like is pretty good for when weather is drastically going to change. Sometimes it triggers fish with all of the ingredients in place as far as water temperature. You know, if we've seen fish for a whole month and we've been catching, and then all of a sudden we get a spike in high pressure. That kind of might change, you know, drastic change in, you know, in our weather can definitely trigger fish.
Whether it's good or bad,
yeah.
Yeah,
so,
and we don't know until we go.
50-50 chance.
Yeah.
Those are good odds.
For example, today, I watched the dolphin leave the dock this morning on their half-day trip out of Fisherman's Landing, mm-hmm. because you look at the weather forecast, it's fine this morning. I mean, there's not much wind until, don't go out Monday.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, not a good time to go fishing.
Looking out the window here,
they're talking gale warnings on Monday to 50 miles an hour.
And again,
so, yeah, that's, don't plan your trip on Monday.
Fish and all those other things. But, man, the one thing that blew me away the last season that we enjoyed the bluefin is there were so many days of heavy blow or heavy wind or whatever the event was where you thought, all right, well, this is gonna knock this back. It's going to take a couple of weeks for this to rebuild. And, like, the first good day, like, oh, no, they're right where we left them. They're biting as good as
they're
it was.
Back.
There were so many scenarios where you thought it was going to knock things on its butt, and it fired right off as soon as we got back to it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky anglers got themselves a full-day trip on board the Liberty. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. For all your insurance needs, Snap Insurance is your top choice, providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. Work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Get advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Okay, it's time. The big winner going fishing with Captain Taro on the Liberty. That is going to Roland in El Cajon. Roland, congratulations. You're going to have such a great time fishing with an Eagle, fishing with Taro. The boat's awesome, and you're going to love it.
Yeah, congratulations on that. And Taro, such a great show. Never enough time, even in the middle of the brutal Southern California winter here, to talk about great fishing on the Liberty.
Yeah, we'll have to schedule something.
Yeah, definitely. Springtime, yellowtail, talk about some. We didn't really talk about some of that bread and butter stuff at the Coronado Islands.
We didn't talk about the cool local fishing.
There's so much more to talk about on the Liberty. But in the meantime, if you want to get on the Liberty, you said kind of mid-March?
Mid-March is when we're going to look to start doing some trips. You could book online at fishmanslanding.com, or you can call the landing at 619-221-8500. And if you guys have any more questions, you can always message us on Facebook or Instagram. I'll do my best to try to reply to everybody.
For sure. Thank you for that. And thank you. Thanks to Andrew for handling the phones and the board. And also our buddy Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Hang on to your hats with Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, will be here. Thanks for listening today. We'll be back 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.